This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, while we're still trying to hook up with Robert, the real deal, Trujillo, the lightweight power slap champion, trying to get into the MMA fighter, trying to get into martial arts a little bit higher level, and hoping to get him on. Hopefully he'll make that connection with us soon. Charlie, again, just like yesterday, big time grab by the Jets, a new extension with Sauce Gardner, four-year, $120.4 million deal, makes him the highest-paid cornerback in the National Football League. He surpasses Derek Stingley Jr. by just a tad, but this was a deal the Jets were hoping to get in back-to-back days now. They've got their top young receiver in Garrett Wilson, and now Sauce Gardner on a massive $120.4 million deal, and it's an extension to the 2 years that he still has left on his contract.
You know, when you're talking about the Jets, the young cornerstones on that roster, it's Sauce, it's Garrett, and it's like Quinnen Williams, right? And now they have both Sauce and Garrett Wilson locked down all the way through 2030, under contract for basically the next five seasons. So Jets fans should be elated. That is basically their prime of one of the better receivers in pro football. And I know that Sauce kind of had a down year this past year, Mike, but when you're talking about some of the best corners in pro football, he's been among the best since he's entered the NFL recently. So
no question about it.
Those two guys, I mean, the Jets really have something to build on with them, and having them locked down for the next five seasons is a big deal.
Now they got to figure out who's going to play quarterback for them. That's the bigger issue for them. And this morning, the Kansas City Chiefs, they had tagged their starting offensive guard, Trey Smith, who was a really good football player. He's got a new four-year, $94 million deal, $70 million of it guaranteed, which makes him the highest-paid interior player in the National Football League. Trey came out in COVID year, and, you know, he had a blood clot issue, which sort of muddied the water on him. A lot of teams were not doing these individual visits with players with physical problems. Trey got picked much later. I mean, he looked to be, when he came out of high school, he was one of the top offensive linemen in the country, played that way. Then he had the blood clot issues, and then he fell in the draft. A lot of teams didn't want to take a chance. I remember Deuce and I talking about this. Who's going to pick Trey? I mean, that late in the draft, when you're talking about sixth round, you got to pull the trigger on that. It's not like if you miss, you know, you've really given up a lot in that spot. But, man, Trey has paid off big time, and you put him next to Creed Humphrey.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the Chiefs have something right smack up the middle. Now, on the edges, that's been an issue for them to keep Mahomes, that edge pressure, off of him. But with Trey Smith now inked up for a new four-year deal, and with Creed Humphrey arguably the top center in the National Football League at this stage, they do have something right smack dab in the middle that gives Mahomes in that running game, which they've got to get cranked up again. I think that was something that was missing from that team last year with Pacheco out with injury for a big part of the season. They've got to get that rolling to take the heat off of Mahomes.
Mike, I thought it was really funny throughout the offseason. If a team had interior offensive line issues, it just felt like every single one of those like fan bases were just like, oh, go get Trey Smith and kind of plug him in at guard. No, the Chiefs lock him down. 4 years, $94 million. And that's obviously a good deal for one of the premium guards in the NFL. But I just want to go back, Mike. I know that you had mentioned it. Sauce Gardner's major extension, 4 years, $120.4 million, makes him the highest paid corner in the NFL on a per-year basis. ESPN's Adam Schefter has that full list of the top five. Pat Surtain, making $24 million per year, is number five. Jalen Ramsey now at number four, $24.1 million. J.C. Horn at number three, $25 million. LSU's very own Derek Stingley at number two at $30 million average annual value. And now Sauce Gardner all the way up at number one, $30.1 million. So, you know, it's always fun to kind of see these deals shape up. And, you know, it just by $0.1 million, you're above the second best guy with Sauce Gardner's contract.
Yeah, it's sort of like Jamar and Justin vying to see who would get more money out the bunch. Jamar waited a while, but finally, man, he got more than the buck, more than what Jefferson did on that deal. And when you look at it, these deals do people say, well, y'all guys talk about it. How does that affect the Saints? Well, the Saints would like to lock down Alante Taylor. Okay, they would like to do a long-term deal with him. They would like to do a long-term deal with Chris Olave. But all these deals sort of touch one another. And it does have an effect of one contract does affect the next contract. And the longer you put it off, guess what? The more you're going to have to pay. That's just the ways of the NFL with the salary cap going higher and higher each year. Cornerbacks, wide receivers getting paid at a very high level. Who would have thought just a few years back when A.J. Brown demanded a $20 million deal from the Titans, John Robinson said, no, I'm not paying $20 million for a wideout. It cost him his job. And A.J., since then, he's not only been paid once, he's been paid twice. And you look at it, these deals are now in the 30s today for top wide receivers, top cornerbacks, and it will affect what Chris Olave and Alante Taylor get down the road.
Yeah, they got to perform, though, Mike. I mean, that is step number one. If Chris Olave has an awesome season in 2025 and he's due up for that contract, you can bet the Saints are going to give it to him. But if there's more injury issues and he misses some more games like he did this past season, I think you're a lot more hesitant to give out that type of deal. And I think when you're talking about every single year, the amount of wide receivers that are going to be coming out and going into the NFL, these guys are going to get picked higher and higher and higher because, you know, like you always say, having a really stellar player on a rookie contract is the NFL version of minimum wage. And with the way that NFL contracts are for wide receivers right now, Mike, like you're going to want to be paying these guys closer to their rookie deals, obviously, than 30 plus million for being one of the better wide receivers in pro football.
Yeah, no question about it. And I remember so many people complained, you know, when the Saints, they signed up Rashid Shaheed to a two-year extension on his contract. Man, they got him, and that was sort of cheap, what they paid Rashid Shaheed. They got hurt last year. There's nothing you can do about injuries. But, man, Rashid Shaheed is a big part of this offense and his ability to stretch the field, hit the big play. And, you know, I talked about this about Garrett Nussmeier. That against Clemson, one of the first plays I do, I throw the deep ball to Chris Hilton Jr. Man, I put that safety from getting in the box to stop the run. I eliminate that real quick by throwing the ball deep to Hilton early in the game. If I'm Tyler Shuck, you know, one of the first things I'm going to do game one, I'm throwing the ball deep to Rashid Shaheed. Hey, man, you're not going to stack the box on me. I'm going to throw the ball deep downfield.
Yeah, right off the bat, test that secondary. You know that defensive line is ferocious for Clemson. So if you can just launch one right off the bat and show that Garrett Nussmeier, Chris Hilton, all the weapons that LSU will feature in this offense can really attack that secondary, I think that's going to be a major key in setting the tone early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.